RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We will come to a resolution on Hugh's clues. Otherwise, we're not allowed to leave. That's the way this works. So your fourth clue coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also check in on our poll. Should the Eagles play or rest on Sunday with the two seeds still out there, though probably unlikely. That's the thing that still gets me about all this debate is the Bears still have to lose. And I don't think they're going to lose that football game. Let's get Elliot Shore Parks' take on all this. And look forward to a postseason. I believe there's a fresh batch of NFC Power Rankings out there, courtesy of our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing today?
We're good. It feels like we do this every year down the stretch of a season where we have a debate about sitting or playing. And every year it's a little bit different. Elliot, I think this year it feels the most challenging because there is a clear advantage. We start talking about this on the pregame show on Sunday, and it's kind of broken this way. It's clearly an advantage to be the two over the three. You get a second home game. The Packers are probably the worst NFC playoff team right now because of their injuries and all that. So I get it. I just, as I weighed all the risks versus the reward, I would sit. Elliot, what's your perspective on it? And before we get to what you think they will do, if you were Nick Sirianni, how would you handle it?
If I was Nick Sirianni, I would play to win the football game. I think getting the number two seed is a big advantage. I think getting the Packers as their first playoff game is a big advantage. And really what it comes down to for me is it's not so much about the first round. I want to avoid going to Chicago if I'm Nick Sirianni. I think at Chicago pokes at a lot of weaknesses in this team, with the two biggest weaknesses being, one, their communication pre-snap has been an issue all year. And I think playing in Chicago is the toughest environment they would go into in the postseason. I think tougher than Seattle. I think Chicago, like, they haven't had a playoff game at home in a long time. They're, you know, like, great fans, like good football city. I think it'd be hard to go win there. So first, the communication will be hard. But second, this offense can't operate in the cold. Like, we could say whether that's, like, it should be the case, shouldn't be the case, whatever. I just know every time I've gone into a game this year with cold, the offense has been terrible. Green Bay, Detroit, and Buffalo, right? So there's just not been many games this year where they've been able to operate at a high level in the cold, and that would be Chicago. And it would be, in theory, the coldest game they would play in the playoffs. So I think we probably differ a little on how I would go about winning that game, but I think they should play to win the game on Sunday.
You now have me diving into the long-range forecast for Chicago for the month of January, just to see what we might get there a couple weeks from now. I get you on that. I think the last time Chicago had a home game, Elliot, if my memory serves, was double doink. So I guess they would owe
Cody Parkey.
Yeah, would owe the Eagles one.
And here's the other thing, too. And I understand why the Bears are – I haven't seen the line. I'm sure they're favorites in the game. And I agree that, you know, it's probably unlikely they lose. But if you look at their season, first of all, the last time they played the Lions, granted it was back in week two, but they lost by 30 points, right? So, I mean, the Lions have a track record this year of beating the Bears. But also, you know, the thing that matters on Sunday is going to be, do they lose or is it close? Because if it's halftime and let's say it's 3-0 or 7-10 or, you know, whatever, right? Like, that's when you really start to think, okay, they might lose this game. And of the 16 games the Bears have played so far this year, 12 of them have been either a loss or a one-score game. So there is a real chance that on Sunday, like entering the fourth quarter, we're not going to know what the result of that game is. And if that's the case, you have to go out and try to get the two seed.
All right, let me throw this at you because I thought about this last night watching Monday Night Football. So the Falcons upset the Rams last night. So the way it works now is the Eagles can only play three teams, right? If they jump to the two, they'll play the Packers. If they are the three, they're going to play the 49ers or the Rams. And here's what we'll know. If the 49ers win the game Saturday night, They're the one seed. Seahawks are 5, and the Rams are locked in a 6 before they even wake up Sunday morning. So, Elliot, I'm just thinking about this from this perspective. If the 49ers win on Saturday night, Seahawks are 5, Rams are 6. I am going to call McVay's bluff. He said last night they're going to play. If he knows they're 6 and he can't move to 5, I don't think he's going to play his guys Sunday. So what I'm concerned at is Eagles play. They try. They win. But the Bears also win. So there's no bye, right? No rest for the Eagles. Meanwhile, the Rams sit all their good players, and they get a week of rest before the matchup that we can't avoid, Eagles-Rams a week from now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a risk, like, absolutely. I mean, I would say the bigger risk is you play the starters and someone gets hurt.
Right.
Like, I get what you're saying about the
Well, that's part of it, right. Rest versus, yeah you're risking injury.
But for what it's worth, I get that, you know, we're talking about this in a very, like, either-or situation. Like, you either play the starters the full game or you don't. But in reality, I do think they can attack this game in the middle, right? Like, I think you can play some of the guys on defense. I think Tanner McKee would enter the game as a better quarterback than Josh Johnson, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Josh Johnson's played more, but I think every time we've seen Tanner, he's been really good. So I think they would have the better quarterback in the game. Tank Bigsby has been awesome this year. Like, I do think that you can play to win the game where you do it, though, with some guys resting, like Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Jalen Hurts, AJ, Devontae. Like, I think you could still realistically win the game. And I also think another thing that they could do is they could keep some of those guys active. So if in a world where you look up and let's say it really breaks the Eagles way and the Lions go up, you know, 21-0 or 21-7, and it looks like they're going to win the game and you need your starters to step in and get the 2 seed, I think they do it. Like, normally I would agree with you about the health thing. I just think the advantage of getting the matchup you want and the extra home game, like, I think you can find a way to win this game on Sunday while also trying to protect the players.
They probably could. I think they'd win with a lot of backups played. So I'm with you on that. All right, Elliot, now that we've talked about what we would do, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, you've covered a lot of Eagles teams under Howie, and certainly now all of them here with Nick Sirianni as the coach. What's your guess on how they're going to play it?
Yeah, I guess the way I would put it is if I was Hugh Douglas, right, I would take $5 and bet on the starters not playing. I do not think they are going to play in this game. I feel pretty confident that they're not. And you look at how this team has handled these type of situations in the past. They one time played in the final game of the season with, you know, the reasoning was different. In 2023, it was we need to play better. We need to go out there. But they lost A.J. Brown. And every other instance, they have given their players rest. And I think if you listen to what Nick Sirianni said yesterday, he was basically giving you the answer to the question without actually saying it. When he talked about the 2 years they've gone to the Super Bowl, they have rested their players. When he talked about the advantage of creating your own bye, like, I think they know what they're going to do. And just every turn of the way, they have prioritized health. They do it in training camp. They do it in preseason. They do it, again, they did it last year. They did it in 2021. So I think that they will not play the starters on Sunday. Like, some will play because I think that's just how it goes. Like, you can't rest every single person. But I don't think Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, like Saquon, I don't think they'll be on the field.
You don't think they start the game?
I don't think they start the game.
How much you want to put on that?
He said 5. You want to do $5?
We do on $5?
I mean, we go up to $6 if you want.
Oh, $6? They'll make it easy for yourself. $6.
Well, I heard you like pennies, so I'll get 600 pennies for you ready to go.
Yeah, I still gotta get a mason jar and pay Kyle his pennies.
So I'm guessing it's going to be about $250 or so on Sunday afternoon. The inactives will come out while we're all on the set for the pregame show. You guys, I mean, if had
that cash in hand.
I mean, if A.J., Saquon, and Jalen are inactive, Elliot wins, you got to pay him right on the spot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll bring some money.
All right. I'm excited for this. All right, Elliot, let's get to your freshest batch here of NFC power rankings as we enter the final week of the season. What are you looking at right now for the top 5 teams in the NFC?
Yeah, I think the Eagles should be favored going into the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl. I think they are the best team in the NFC. We even talked about the game on Sunday, and I did leave feeling more discouraged about the offense than I have in a while. So I am with the people that don't feel great about that game. But they still went into Buffalo and beat the Bills in a tough environment against a good Bills team. The defense looks awesome. Like, I just don't think any team in the NFC has the resume that the Eagles have. So I think they deserve to be number one, and they are number one in my power rankings. You want me to go through the next 4?
Yeah, roll through them.
Oh, I got to remember what I put. But
I could do it. I'm looking at them. I'll do it. Okay. I'll roll through them and then you give it.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your thought on why it is what it is? So you have Eagles 1, 49ers, big jump to number 2.
Yeah.
Bears at 3, those two teams played in that great Sunday night game. Rams down to 4. And the Seahawks, who play for the one seed on Saturday, at 5.
Yeah, and I almost put the Lions at 5.
Stop. I mean,
Joe, I'm so disappointed in you in believing in the Seahawks.
Like, no. Hold on.
Last year.
But hold on. It's two things. The Seahawks are good. Are they? I think it's okay if you don't have them at 1. I'm not fighting that. But the Lions have sucked for a month now.
All right, so let me ask you: if your football team, right? We won't use Eagles specifically, but like. Would you rather play the Seahawks or the Lions in a playoff game?
The Lions are bad right now. They just
the
lost
Seahawks
to Max.
Have a quarterback that chokes at every step. They've beaten no good
teams.
I'm talking
about the history.
Really. They were lucky to beat the Rams. They had two turnovers.
Wait. You tell me I can't use the lucky thing when I do that when the Eagles win games like that. I mean, they beat the Rams.
Well, hold on. The difference with using lucky when the Eagles is they've done it for 5 years and won a Super Bowl. Sam Darnold's never won a playoff game. So I think it's a little different when we talk about the
Rams. Well, he played in one. I mean, he's played in one playoff game.
He was terrible.
Sure.
And when he played the Rams earlier this year, he had 4 interceptions, right? And he had 2. So he has, 6 interceptions in the 2 games against the Rams
totally.
This year?
But there are 3 elements to football, right? That's why the Eagles are so good. Their offense sucks. I mean, the Seahawks defense is excellent, and they're probably the best special teams in football. I mean, there's a reason they are 13-3.
Well, I'm also disappointed in you again now, because as someone that I know is a quarterback guy and a head coach guy, I'm shocked that you would take the Seattle duo over Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. And if you want to talk about the Seahawks defense, they have played trash teams all year, right? If other defenses got to play the schedule the Seahawks played, their defense would also look awesome. But when they played the Rams, they got torched, right? So I am not in on the Seahawks. But regardless, the 49ers definitely have my attention, right? I think that was a really impressive win on Sunday night. Brock Purdy is playing at a really high level. I think they have great coaches. Like, Kyle Shanahan has not won the Super Bowl, and I still am hesitant about him, like, in a Super Bowl because of his track record. But he has gotten there.
Yeah.
And I think Robert Saleh as a DC is an awesome defensive coordinator. Now, the Niners have played, they've won 6 in a row. Like only one of those games was against a quality team, but they're still hot going into the postseason. So I think they deserve that number 2 spot.
I'll tell you, Elliot, I don't know if you want to do it and post it, or we could just do it on the show next week. I think it would be interesting if we have a conversation of quarterback NFC power rankings heading into the postseason. Because
well, I think it would look. It would probably look mostly the same.
Well, maybe. If we based it on this year, it would not. Brock Purdy might be 1 right now. I mean, Brock Purdy's playing ridiculous football.
Yeah. Okay. So I would agree that if you based it on right now, I would agree with you. But if you based it on like the resume and the player,
it'd be Stafford and Hurts. Yeah. I mean, that'd be the top.
Well, I think it would be. Yeah, it would be Hurts and Stafford. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be the top. But it's basically my point is they're all good. And I don't know right now who's the best. I mean, Brock Purdy's playing really good football as we enter the postseason. All right, Elliot, before we say goodbye, how do you think this plays out? I mean, if you had a guess, next, we know this weekend, we'll be at the pregame show. We'll be getting ready for a Commanders game. They're probably going to sit. I'm with you. What do you think? Where do you think we? Who are we playing next weekend? And what's the seeding?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think the Eagles are going to be the 2 seed. I think the Lions beating the Bears would be very on brand for Dan Campbell. We have seen him in this exact situation 2 years ago. His team played extremely hard, and they ruined seeding. I think it was for the Packers.
It was,
if I'm not mistaken. And I think the Eagles will beat Washington. Like, I'll see if I have to give 600 pennies to Hugh or not. But I think, like, one way or another, I'd be pretty surprised if they lost that game, whether it's Tanner the full game, whatever it is. And, you know, Chicago, like, as good as they are and they're playing well and everything, it's an interesting spot for them. Like, they are not a team that's played in a lot of high-pressure situations, not that this is a must-win game. But I'm curious to see how they respond to a game that, you know, like, it has expectations on it. And they play a lot of close games. So I think, you know, they could potentially – it could flip the wrong way for them. So if I had to guess, I think the Eagles are probably going to be the 2 seed playing the Packers.
All right. Well, I hope you're right, because that would be the best path for another long postseason run. Elliot, appreciate it as always. We will talk to you and see you on Sunday. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Sounds good. Yep. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks, who thinks it's going to break the Eagles' way on Sunday.
That'd be awesome.
He really doesn't have much respect for the Seahawks.
Not at all.
I don't know if there's been a team this good in terms of the regular season that so many people are like, eh. I mean, if they win Saturday, they're 14-3 in the 1 seed.
Yeah, and people feel like the quarterback is going to be the reason why they lose. They feel like he's had too many opportunities in the playoffs.
Well, he's only had one. He's had one game.
But when you talk about him and you talk about his playoff failures, that's what people talk about. And they talk about it like he's had it. They, no disrespect, but they talk about it like Lamar. When Lamar's
got a track record of coming up short in big games.
No disrespect, but Lamar comes up in certain games, and you know, it's up in the air now whether or not he's going to play this weekend because he got a tidy back.
I think with Darnold, though, everyone expected it to happen. So then when it did, everyone was feeling good about being right. They're like, ah, see, there it is.
Yeah,
so now
that's what it is. He's only been in it once, but it's like that's the theme. Oh, he chokes in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like he's had a bunch of times in the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm not sitting here saying I think Seattle's going to go win the Super Bowl. I can't dismiss a team that's playing
well.
Yeah, I mean, they're 13-3, and their defense is really good. I mean, they're not that different than the Eagles, really, this year. When you think about the way they play, right? The quarterback is not great, but he's good. And their defense is great, and that's how they win games. I mean, it's kind of funny that we would dismiss a team like that when that's the way the Eagles play. And their defense and
that's
their special.
How we roll.
Yeah, their defense has been, and especially, has been really good. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, we have, I mean, in theory, about 45 minutes to go before our final show ends of 2025. Mm-hmm. But we're not allowed to leave contractually until Hugh's Clues ends. So why don't you please give everyone a fourth clue? Because this one, as they often do, has gone too far.
All right, then this last clue should give it away. Mm-hmm. I just want to say I've really enjoyed the fact that I've stumped everybody today. I mean, this is the way that you should end this year.
This is my fault. Shouldn't let this happen.
But here's the last clue. Mm. Just because they make these in your size don't mean you should buy.
Okay, so we've unpacked that it is clearly a piece of clothing. Yeah. And say that last one again, just because they make them in your size.
Just because they make them in your size don't mean you should buy them.
Okay, there's your final clue today for Hugh's Clues. Came around in the 90s, become more popular lately. What was that third clue again?
The third clue, if you wear this item too much, it could give you a false sense of security.
All right, there it is. You got all four. Bob is up on WIP. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. So I enjoyed the show today. And listen, I was teetering, going back and forth. What should we do on Sunday? And after hearing Elliot, and I'm now, let's stress them. And I'll tell you why. Even though I believe that in whatever sport you're in, that it's nice to have like a routine you're comfortable with, a routine you know. I think if you don't play the starters, I think come that first playoff game, they will be so hungry and so ready to get at it that they'll come out firing on all cylinders. So that's where I stand. Mm-hmm. Do not play the starters.
Yeah, I like the idea of them being rested and revved up and ready to go. Especially Bob, if they, let's say they end up playing the Niners, right? Which they could, right? The Niners lose to the Seahawks and the Rams win. It would be the Niners. The Niners have played full out, no rest this weekend because they're trying for the one. They lose. They're not rested. We're rested. I think that's an advantage.
Yeah. I mean, and whatever the case may be, we still get the feed on that first round, you know, playoff game. I think we'd make a statement then, and then let the chips fall as they may.
And they could fall the Eagles' way. Bob, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues.
You know what? Before he gave that last clue, I felt pretty good. I had it up to then, but I'll go ahead and say crop tops.
Crop tops. All right, so I think Bob is getting, not it, but Bob is getting us there. By the way, we got some breaking NFL news here, Hugh.
What we got?
I mean, at first I saw this. I was like, ah, this can't be real. It is. According to Adam Schefter, the Dallas Cowboys have released cornerback Trayvon Diggs.
They've been having issues with him all season long.
He goes through the waiver process, and if unclaimed, he will be a free agent.
That sounds like Jerry being a little knee-jerky.
Okay, so the next question is, if he gets through waivers, or, I mean, the Eagles would be towards the back of waivers, right?
I would probably.
I would claim him.
Yeah.
I mean, now I believe if he goes claimed, you might have to get his contract, which is a pretty hefty one.
Well, if he clears waivers.
Clears waivers
is
different.
Yeah, if he clears waivers, yeah. It's something totally different.
Okay, so, but I certainly I'd have some interest. He was at one point. A really good player. Those days maybe behind him. He was an All-Pro in 2021. He was a Pro Bowler in both 21 and 22. He's obviously fallen off since then to the point where he got released in the middle of Week 18. Here's my question, Hugh. Why? It's Week 18. Wait till the offseason.
They made him mad. That's why I say this feels like a knee-jerk reaction.
So he hasn't played most of the season. Yeah. I don't think he played Thursday. I don't know. I know he did play Thursday. All right, so he missed a good chunk of the season, and there was that rumor about how he got a concussion.
Oh, did Micah Parsons commented, even though he's not there anymore?
Yeah, it was about, like, he was trying to install a TV, and the TV fell on his head. But then I've seen other Cowboys fans speculating it was something else. So it seems like it's been real kind of murky down there with Trayvon Diggs.
Am I correct? Is he Stephon's brother?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a tough week for the Diggs family. That's not a great week for the Diggses. They've had better weeks.
They wilding. you can only say they wilding.
Oh, man.
They wilding.
All right. I'm intrigued. I mean, the Cowboys gave him in 2024 a five-year $97 million contract. So, again, I recognize he's clearly not the player he was. He might be fully on the decline. Maybe he stinks at this point. But the Eagles, they did bring in Jaire Alexander, right? They've thrown a lot of stuff at the wall to try to just add to the cornerback room. Mm-hmm. If he clears waivers,
give him a shot.
Was the rumor about Slay. I mean, Slay didn't play well in Pittsburgh this year. And then, you know, if it wasn't for the Bills claiming him, maybe he'd be here. So obviously the Eagles have had interest in bringing another corner in. We'll keep an eye on this one. But Stephon Diggs released by the Dallas Cowboys, according to Adam Schefter. Kyle is up on WIP. Hey, Kyle.
How's it going, guys? How are you?
Hey, Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, well, that's crazy. I'm wondering the timing of all that with Trayvon and Stephon. I'm not going to speculate as Hugh would say, but I wonder if they got into a brotherly fight or something like that.
Recklessly speculating.
Oh, that's a good.
Talking about with the concussion, but that I guess the timing.
Timing's a little bit different. Yeah. But I mean, maybe.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But that would be a wild story if two NFL brothers fought each other. One's in trouble and one's released. That would be something else.
But my point with today is I think I'm, hesitant on playing the starters. More so, honestly, I don't take him seriously at all with his backwards hat at 60 years old. But Dan Quinn, when he was, all upset for us, going for two, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. In my opinion, the way that guy is, they have nothing to play for. I'm sure he's telling them to play, to leave it all out on the field. And in my opinion, I'm like, I don't know if I want to put the starters in that position. But here's one for you. There's been only three seeds that have ever won a Super Bowl. 11 two seeds have won a Super Bowl. They used about 15 one seeds and 6 4 seeds. So I know that's a lot of numbers, but, Joe, I know you're a big numbers guy. History seems to tell itself. That's how I like to go off history, in my opinion, even though it's the past.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, look, if you're a three seed, you're going against the grain of 50 years of Super Bowls and three champions.
It's
11 and 50 chance, 11 out of 50 chance, or a 3 out of 50 chance.
So,
what do you want to do?
Kyle, it's a really good thing to throw in. I will say, I feel like it might be a little different considering now we have the 7 seeds, right? We have 7
teams. Yeah, but wouldn't that make it harder?
So in theory, but like in the past, right? Like when there were 6 playoff teams in each conference, the 2 seed had a bye. So the 3 seed would have to win their game and then go play a team coming off a bye on the road, right? That's the way the bracket was set up. 3 goes to 2.
Correct.
So that's not like, you still have to go to 2. I get it. It makes it harder, but they're not coming off a bye. You know what I mean? It's not like the Bears would be coming off a bye and the Eagles wouldn't. So it's interesting, Kyle. I'm glad you brought it up. It's definitely something to think about. I do think as time goes on, we'll see more threes than we used to just because of the format. But Kyle, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. We're trying to get a winner here.
My guess is overall.
It's pretty
it's
good.
Not a bad guess.
It's not. I mean, we brought back
overall,
the Phillies overalls.
Yeah,
it's not it though. Should you give away maybe?
Somebody got it. They just
I'm just wondering maybe how people like who would wear this clothing. Like I wouldn't wear this.
No,
you wouldn't wear this.
We're not. There's. It's not so much a fan of. Men don't really wear these.
There you go. I mean, I think maybe we can move people in that direction. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We will get to you people coming up and everyone's phone calls here. Plus, I need a winner. Again, we're not allowed to leave till someone gets this. What the heck is Hugh Douglas talking about? And we'll check in with you people on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.